The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. It is the live Saturday edition of the show. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. You can actually control the content of the site by submitting to it and voting upon the various different things on the front page there. You can do that through Reddit. We've actually tied in our website with Reddit, so you do have to have a Reddit account. That's free. The Free Talk Live account is free. It takes a moment to link the two together. And then from that point forward, you can easily interact with the content right there on the front page, which was created by listeners just like you. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. To bring you up to speed, Mark, you brought in a story from some Hawaiian news service.
It's actually originally from a Hawaiian news service, but from HuffingtonPost.com.
About a dad who is in trouble. He's got a year's probation. He's got a $200 fine. He has a parenting class that he'll have to take. All because he picked his son up from school. Now, we don't know how old the son is. We don't even know if it was an elementary school, do we? Do we even know that much? So we have no clue how old the child in question is.
I can't imagine it's not an elementary school, though.
Dad's picking him up, and he asks his son about some sort of incident that had happened at the school. His son didn't give him the answer that he was expecting. In fact, I don't think he answered at all. And the dad said, all right, that's it. You're walking home. Get out of the car. And so his son walked home. Apparently he made it home. I'm not real clear on exactly how it was that the courts ended up with this particular case. Maybe his son didn't make it home. Maybe the cops stopped him on the way home, and then they went and arrested dad when they brought his son home. I'm not real sure how that all played out, but we know that the judge sentenced this man to a year's probation and all the rest of the stuff I told you about. So, you know, it sort of opened up the conversation about parenting and the safety of a child to walk somewhere from point A to point B. I mean, the suggestion from this judge is that there's all these criminals lurking in the bushes, and, you know, we've got to protect the kids, and that means you can't let them out of your sight. And I think it's ridiculous. I mean, I can remember being in kindergarten and first grade and being able to leave my house and go run around the neighborhood with my friends. And
I rode my bike to the next street over.
Yeah, I mean, there was like a little river that went back behind the neighborhood, and we'd go back there and we'd, you know, play what kids do. They run around and do things.
Looking for crawdads.
And I don't think we had crawdads. It was just a river back
Your
there.
River stunk.
I guess so. But, you know, there was never an issue. There was never a concern. I mean, I don't even recall. I mean, maybe my parents told me about, you know, strangers. Hey, you don't get in a car with a stranger. Don't go with a stranger, that kind of thing. I'm pretty sure they gave me that information. But I never felt like I was being overprotected or told I couldn't do things or anything like that. Now, if you know, your son walks home from school, it's a crime. It's child endangerment. Let's go to the phones here, get your calls and thoughts. Oh, you know what? Our call screening software had said during the news that somebody actually wanted to take the side of the judge on this. Because so far, all of the calls on this topic have been, yeah, that's ridiculous. Dad should have been allowed to punish his son by making him walk home from school. There was one guy who said he was walking to school a mile a day as in kindergarten. What's the big deal? Even if it was kindergarten, one guy said, what's the big deal here? But that guy, unfortunately, the person who wanted to take the judge's side, has dropped off the line.
So always happens.
We'll go to you and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind here. And, of course, you can comment on this. And you're just generally the larger topic.
I don't want to lambast somebody for their opinion on this particular topic. I'm interested in what the concern is. Is it lurking people in vans ready to scoop up small children? They exist. They're not nearly the problem that people make them out to be, but they exist. Is it that you think that a young kid's legs can't carry them a quarter mile, or a mile? Is it that you think cars are more dangerous than they used to be? I just remember being rather young and riding my bicycle all around, cars being, you know, making it. Everything was fine.
So your calls are welcome. On a larger topic as well of this overprotecting of children, which seems to be a problem that's fairly fairly common in our society. Let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Tom is in North Dakota listening to KNOX in Grand Forks. Hey, Tom.
Hi, how are you today?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, sir. My one thought is, unfortunately, you don't know, is how did the law enforcement find out about this to charge this man, which is a crying shame. And then what kind of message is this sending to this kid?
It's telling him that he can pretty much get away with anything, honestly.
Right.
I wonder...
If you don't like what Dad's doing, call the police. Tom?
Yeah. Call the police. If you don't like something that's happening, call the police, and Dad's going to get in trouble again. And the other fact is, you're right about the judge had no business giving this guy any kind of sentence whatsoever. One of the
problems is when you educate kids about child abuse and that kind of thing, and I think kids need to be educated about child abuse. I don't have a problem with that. But the thing is that it doesn't take every kid understands that this is a lever that can be used against the parents. They don't understand the consequences of using that lever. But I can tell you, I remember a friend of mine in a rage and upset at his parents made the threat that he was going to, claim child abuse to his parents. And, the look in their eyes at that moment was a bit of, it was fear.
I bet.
And, what do you do as a parent if you don't have the ability to even just moderately discipline kids? This wasn't a kid that had been beaten with an iron rod a few minutes before that. This is a kid who didn't get something purchased for him that he wanted.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Tom, thanks for your call and the thoughts. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Brandon is in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WBTS. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
I got a couple things. First of all, I've done this exact same thing a couple years ago when my daughter was 10, and she was misbehaving in the back seat, and I'd gotten on her, told her to calm down, and she kicked the seat. Thrown a temper tantrum.
Gave you a good kick, huh?
I told her,
call the police.
Not acting this way in the car. And I told her to get out and walk, which she didn't make it home. She stopped on a bench and sat there and pouted until I eventually gave in and give her a ride home.
It's petrifying, isn't it? That's your kid out there.
She walked about a half a mile. But I was going to throw out a couple other facts that I read on a online newspaper. I don't know if you want me to tell the name of the newspaper or not.
Matter to me.
About this case. It was The Blaze.
Okay, The Blaze, yep.
According
That's
to
Glenn
the Blaze,
thing.
Yeah. According to The Blaze, the boy was 9 years old.
Awesome! Somebody has a number for us.
And the way that all this came about with the dad getting arrested and everything, according to Glenn Beck's page, was that another person in a separate vehicle seen the boy crying, upset, walking home, picked him up, and took him to the police station.
Whoa!
Yeah, well, I mean, this is, I can see why somebody might see a kid walking home crying and say, I don't know what to do, but this seems bad, right? Like, if you saw somebody walking along crying, you want to solve the problem. So
that seems like a risky thing to do. Pull over and talk to some kid. I mean, did the person even know the child? Hey, you look like you're having a tough time, young man. Do you want to come in my car and we'll take you to the police? I mean, just a bizarre.
Right. Could have taken him anywhere.
Could have taken him to a hotel room or
who
knows where.
Who should have been arrested here? The person who picked up a kid on the side of the road? Or?
No, whenever I had done this, my daughter was 10, so a year older than this kid. I had made her think that I'd left, but I'd went off and watched from a distance. She was sitting at the park bench pouting, and I eventually drove back and picked her up. But she, she lost the attitude. We went home.
That was the point.
Yeah. But
thanks,
I appreciate
Brandon.
You taking my call. And,
yeah, man. Thanks for making the call. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So there you go. A little bit more information. Somebody managed to do the digging, and appreciate The Blaze for doing that. 9 years old. certainly old enough to be able to walk home from school, although some would disagree. Some would say that, you know, this is dangerous. It's scary out there. You got to call the police if you've got a family problem. 855-450-FREE. Of course, you call the police, things are going to tend to get worse in a lot of cases. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could combine the two most powerful diet ingredients into one incredible weight loss super pill? We've done just that. For the first time ever, the miracle fat burner in a bottle, raspberry ketone, has been combined with pure Garcinia Cambogia, described as the holy grail of weight loss, to bring you the world's most powerful diet pill. Get your phone ready, because we're releasing free bottles to the first 100 callers. But wait, we haven't just combined the two most powerful weight loss ingredients. We've combined the six most powerful ingredients. Green coffee bean, African mango, moringa, and glucomannan. All the hottest clinically proven weight loss ingredients combined into one fat-shedding super pill. We call it the Skinny Six Super Supplement, and it's available for the very first time. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll rush you a free bottle. Call 1-800-514-2945. Find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-514-2945. 1-800-514-2945.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the program. That means we're here live, just as we are every single night of the week, seven nights a week. We're live. If you don't get us on every on your local radio station, your local talk station, you don't get us all seven nights a week, call and talk to the program director and ask him real nicely to add some more Free Talk Live. And if you don't get Free Talk Live on your local radio station at all, then call and ask real nicely to get some Free Talk Live. You never know. One phone call can make a big difference for a program director out there. It's nice to hear from somebody with some positive feedback about something they'd like to hear rather than things that they hate hearing on the existing station. So your feedback goes a long way. Don't forget you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can also join us in real life at the upcoming North American Bitcoin Conference in Chicago. The Chicago Cormac Place South Building. It's July 19th and 20th. The speakers are going to be all kinds of folks from the Liberty community as well as the Bitcoin world. Trace Meyer of the Armory Wallet. Peter Smith of Blockchain.info. Philip Kowski of the Peace Action Network. And Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante. Roger Veer, also known as Bitcoin Jesus. Tony Gallippi from BitPay. These are just some of the speakers that will be appearing at btcchicago.com is where you can go and get your tickets, the North American Bitcoin Conference. You've heard about Bitcoin. You've heard us talking about this amazing decentralized currency that is taking the world by storm. It's currently over $600 per Bitcoin. That's more than all of the world's currencies combined in value. It's an amazing phenomenon. And what better place to go and learn more about it than where the experts are hanging out? And you know, so whether you're new, a total noob to Bitcoin, or you're experienced and you've been in the Bitcoin world for a while, there's going to be something of value for you at the North American Bitcoin Conference. I'm excited about going. We're going to a lot of these Bitcoin conferences, and they've all been great. So I expect this one is going to be great as well. And from what I understand, it's the first one happening in the Midwest, btcchicago.com.
Yeah.
And you can, of course, buy your tickets in Bitcoin if you prefer at btcchicago.com. We go and continue with your calls and thoughts here. Rob's in Lynchburg listening to WLNI FM. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. This Hawaii thing is crazy. I'd like to go two directions with it. One, just our society has been chickified to a dramatically terrible level. I mean,
chickified.
Now we've got a helicopter parenting is now, I guess, mandatory.
But don't you think there's plenty of male helicopter parents?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a generalization, but it's no coincidence that the father was the one who said, "Hey, go walk down the road." You know, but
maybe
it's a female judge saying that this is old school and saying things that are factually
incorrect. It fits the stereotype, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, most stereotypes do. Of course, there are exceptions. The other thing is just a dramatic these family courts and the power that government has over your children. Despite the fact that the Supreme Court's ruled 1,000 times that it's a basic fundamental right and the state needs to back off. There is an organization called parentalrights.org. They are trying to get a parental rights amendment through the Congress. It's got 75 co-sponsors. And all it says is just that, you know, raising your child is a fundamental right. So that, you know, it just sets a standard of review so that judges can't do like this. I mean, there's no legal basis for any court to rule on this, up or down. There's no abuse here. The kid's walking down a road.
Yeah, I think that. Well, I think that one could. You know, the questions: how old would be the child be? How busy is the road? I think are the questions that most people would ask. You know, what are the conditions on the road? I'm looking at The Blaze, which seems to have the best story on this here at TheBlaze.com. And apparently, the caller said the child was 9; he was 8. The road, it's a 55-mile-an-hour road, but it's got a big lip on the side, and it's well mowed. So, I mean, I know I've gone down roads like this when I was a kid.
I'm sorry. I don't care if the kid is going to. It's not a court to decide. The child is not a ward of the state. The state does not own your children.
That's not what the state thinks.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, you know, don't make me just sit here and read Supreme Court quotes.
No, please don't read Supreme Court quotes. I mean, look, the state does believe they own your children. That's why they'll punish you if you don't send them to the state schools or, you know, get some sort of exemption from the state.
you know, Scalia said that that kind of idea is repugnant to the American tradition, that the state, that, you know, the state can control you because some people abuse their kids. The state, you know, by default is the authority. It's not. The parent is the authority. And on the other thing, there's a really good book called Free Range Kids by a woman named Lenore Skenazy, and she has a website for that. And basically she's just telling other women to give them permission to raise their kids like we were raised. You know, it's okay. There aren't more predators now than there were in the 70s.
Nope.
There aren't. They're on Fox News. I mean, we're talking about a minor case that's a local story in Hawaii because of the press.
Rob, thanks for your call and thoughts. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. And, yes, we were talking earlier about the Free Range Kids blog. I didn't realize she had written a book, but it figures that that she did.
It makes sense.
It's good. Well, there it is right there at the top of her website. Free Range Kids. Yeah, that's her book.
It's not the kind of book that you would necessarily pay money to get, right? You don't have any kids.
Oh, well, I think it'd probably be a really good book, though. I mean,
I'm not saying that people listening,
I see what you're saying. I would not.
You, a 30-year-old male with no kids, probably aren't the prime demographic for that book.
But I do enjoy the blog, and I'm actually a subscriber of the blog, as a matter of fact.
You know,
interesting.
I sympathize with what the caller was saying. As the father in a two-parent household, I find that I am the one that is nudging my son a little more out of the nest than his mother does. And, you know, I don't think that this is necessarily a gender role thing, but I get the stereotype. And, you know, what I've let him go off, and I've watched him as he walks off into the woods or to go play with other kids at Pork Fest. I let him go. Now, it's terrifying to me, and I follow him. But, you know, I mean, that's I think that's what you got to do. He's got to believe that he can go off by himself and do these things.
Share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Dennis is in Rise Junction, Michigan, listening to WKHM. Hey, Dennis.
Hello.
Hey, you're on
hello
the air.
Hello, guys. Okay, I'm kind of I'm not understanding the punishment aspect of this, because it seems to me the father was doing what the state is calling for, because Michelle Obama is calling for the children to get up and move at least an hour a day. So I'm thinking if the father didn't have the child at least an hour away from home, then maybe there might be something wrong there, but the child probably should have been taken at least an hour away from home to, you know, fulfill the government's requirement of moving at least an hour a day.
They must move in a padded room or a government-sanctioned institution. Those are the only places they're allowed to move.
And I would almost thought that this precious child has rode his bicycle up and down that road thousands of times in his lifetime already.
Is that so?
I just believe so.
Oh, I see. I'm speculating. There's been so much in different articles here that I can't claim to be an expert on all of them.
Dennis, appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Where are the overprotective parents? I know you exist, and those of you who agree with the judge really want to hear your rationale. Why was this a bad choice to have the son walk home from school a mile, a whole mile? It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Dad is in trouble for making his son walk home from school a whole mile. Apparently, his son was 8 years old at the time of this happening, and Dad is now on probation. He's on probation for a year, $200 fine. He'll have to take a parenting class, which I guess the content of the parenting class will essentially be to teach Dad that if he has his own ideas on how to discipline his child, he should just hold off on that and instead go ahead and just ask the government every time he wants to do something, every time he has an idea about how to handle his son or daughter, that he should call the state first, because you wouldn't want to get in any trouble now for disciplining your children. That's what's happened here. Is he came up with an idea to discipline his son, which, you know, maybe happened to him when he was a kid, is he made his son walk home from school. And I don't see what the problem is with this. And so far, the callers tonight have not seen the problem with this either. That is, with making his son walk home from school.
Argumentum ad populum.
People do seem to... It's an observation, Mark. I'm not arguing. The callers tonight have not had a problem with how Dad handled this situation. Now, one caller earlier suggested that this was a chick thing, that the America has been chickified, which I think is insulting to women, the suggestion being that... women are more likely to be overprotective. But, Mark, you're saying you've seen that in your family with your wife.
Well, it just, you know, I think that generalizations are generalizations oftentimes for a reason. Not every time, but oftentimes. I don't know that it forwards the conversation to point it out, but there it is. I would, you know, I think that this is it's an interesting story. At what age does a kid able to walk a mile along a relatively busy street? It's not a this is not some kind of residential street or something like that. This thing's it's got a wide lip, no sidewalk, on a 50 mile an hour speed limit road. Now, 55 says the fact that it's not 55 says to me that it's not a highway, but it's not a poorly traveled road.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can share whatever's on your mind. And blockchain, by the way, has done it again. We've talked about the blockchain app for your personal smartphone. That's available for you at blockchain.info. If you've got an Android phone, if you've got an iPhone, you're going to have to use their web wallet, which works also very, very well. It's a great way to get bitcoins on your phone and accessible from your phone. So blockchain.info is great at that. Now, blockchain.com is their sister site that they've started recently to market. I don't know if market's the right term, so it doesn't cost you anything to promote, to get into your hands the new blockchain merchant app. If you have a physical location where you want to accept bitcoins from your customers, grab the blockchain merchant app at blockchain.com. There's no terms of service, no ID requirements of any kind. You just go download the app from the Google Play Store and get started. Zero fees, by the way, blockchain.com. We go and continue with your calls and thoughts. Greg is in Lynchburg listening to WLNI. Hello, Greg.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was thinking when I was a child, you had to walk one or two blocks to get to the bus stop to ride the school bus.
Nowadays, I went further than that.
Yeah, but nowadays they're stopping at every driveway.
Seriously?
Yes. Where I'm at, every 30 feet, if a resident child that lives at that house, they are going to stop at that driveway to pick up the child.
And that's unbelievable.
And when my stepkids were coming up, I lived two blocks from the school, and they come and picked them up from the house because they were not allowed to walk two blocks to school.
What kind of neighborhood was it? What kind of roads were between there and school?
There was just the side roads. I lived down two blocks from the school, down on a side road. There was no major traffic, but you had to, they come and pick them up, and they took them to school.
Greg, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450.
No wonder we're fat.
Free. Ladies first, Gene is on the line in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Gene, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been sitting here listening to the program, and what I can't figure out is how did this, well, shame on the judge in the first place, but how did it get in front of the judge? From a family with law enforcement, and I can't believe that someone in my family who's in law enforcement wouldn't have had the dad come in and stopped this and had a talk with the son, probably helped back the dad up, and then sent him on home. How did it even get to the stage where it went past law enforcement, where it went in front of a judge?
Well,
I'm shocked.
A stranger picked up
that it even got to that level.
The boy was crying, walking along the road. A stranger pulled over, picked him up, took him back to the school. When the father didn't know where his son was, going back on the road. What happened? You know, my great disciplinary plan failed. He calls the police, and they tell him to come get his son or whatever, and they put him under arrest.
But there's a step in between. So my brother-in-law is the undersheriff. I'm sure somebody comes in to the police station, and that happens. They get the father in, they ask the question, and then it's pretty much sorted out. I can't believe that it went down that road.
Surprise!
Child in.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I'm shocked about the judge. But before the judge, I'm shocked about the police officers that it got to a
I'm
judge.
Not shocked.
Well, the police officers may be populated by a group of largely reasonable people. I don't know. I'm just saying may. But the fact is it only takes a few. And the let's be a little more careful sort of concept always drags it along. Oh, well, if Johnny fell down and bumped his head, I guess we should take him to the hospital. You know, because, I mean, you never want to be the one who suggested, nah, don't worry about it. Turns out he's got internal injuries.
I know, but this is like off the charts kind of backwards to me.
Okay. Jean, I appreciate your frustration and I appreciate your frustration and confusion. It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, we've seen so many stories where police have just done ridiculous things when it comes to family disciplinary matters or disciplining children at school. It wouldn't have surprised me if this young this boy was brought into the police department and the cops were having a conversation about, all right, well, this guy's coming in to get his kid. What can we charge him with? I mean, these guys want
to. Yeah, that's my whole point. Everybody's kind of crucifying the judge, rightfully so. But why is anybody bringing up the police officers? They're the first line.
It's true. It is certainly the fault of the police that this happened. Yeah. I thank you, Gene, for your call. I appreciate hearing from you.
Police, prosecutor, judge, you know.
Yeah, but the police initiated the aggression against this man. Had they not charged him initially, the prosecutor and the judge would never have gotten the
I also story. Wonder if I was the one to pull over to pick up this kid, and I can see why somebody would pull over to pick up a crying kid.
I'd be scared to death to do something like that. I mean, that's like, whoa, not even. You want to talk about getting into a dangerous territory with possible criminal charges? That would seem very risky.
I gotcha. The place I wouldn't take them is to the police station or to school or whatever. I'd be like, where's your house? Let's get you home. I mean, you know, my son is 6 years old and can give
Does
his,
he know
address.
His address. Okay.
Yes, he knows his address. He knows his mommy and daddy's telephone numbers, those kind of things. He should be able to rattle those off anytime somebody picks him up if that was to happen. He's a little young for this. This is not my world.
Maybe the person in the car thought they would be safest if they went to the police, whereas if they took them to the dad's house, dad could say, "The hell are you doing picking up my son?" And then he'll call the police.
You never know. Kids are so. It's such a touchy scenario.
People just don't handle their own problems these days, and that's one of the other problems with society is that people are likely to call the police to solve an issue. We've had parents call police on their kids when they were having disciplinary issues at home, as though the police were going to come and solve the issues. They just make things worse and they escalate a situation. They put someone in handcuffs. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you're already on the line, we may be able to get you in here. If you are not, don't bother, because the phones are almost completely loaded up, and the Skype is loaded up, and I don't know if we're going to get to everybody. If we don't get to you tonight, no worries. We do it 7 nights a week. You can join us tomorrow for the live Sunday edition. Even if we're not on your local radio station at that time, you can still call the show, and you can still participate. You can still listen later on by downloading our podcast at freetalklive.com, or rather downloading our episodes via the podcast or direct download, whatever is your preference. We've got all kinds of downloads for you at freetalklive.com, not just episodes of Free Talk Live, but we also have the Free Talk Live Weekly Digest, which is about 60-minute, 75-minute long a piece of content, an MP3 file that comes out on a weekly basis that is essentially a highlight reel of Free Talk Live, at least one listener's preferences as far as what he thought. Benjamin Bartholomew is our listener putting
this
together.
He's a producer. We've promoted
producer,
him.
Right. He is doing a great job and has been doing it. You know, you say we promoted him. It's not like he's getting paid. He's doing it on his own volition, and he's accepting donations. So I don't know. Maybe he's getting paid more than we are, Mark. I really have no idea. But you can show your support for Benjamin. He actually puts a QR code on every one of these podcasts or every episode of the Weekly Digest that he releases. So if you appreciate his efforts, and if you listen to his show, if you listen to the Weekly Digest, send the guy something as a thank you, because it takes some time to listen to. I mean, he has to listen to all the shows, all, you know, 14 podcast hours per week, and then boil down what he thinks are the best segments, edit them out, and cut them all together into the same MP3 file. There's some work involved in this, and we appreciate the efforts. So you can get that if you subscribe to our podcast at freetalklive.com, as well as episodes of the Edgington Post. Mark, who did you have on most recently on the Edgington Post?
Well, I had on Jessica Armand, the creator of My Magic Mud.
Oh, cool.
Yep. She explained it in more detail. And that's one of the things I do with the Edgington Post is I interview advertisers on Free Talk Live, because sometimes 30 seconds or 60 seconds isn't enough to sort of tell the story of an advertiser. So I do that. Among other people I interview, you know, sort of liberty luminaries and historians and people I find interesting, Advertisers too.
So you can get all those episodes and all those things through our podcast and online at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can listen live and get interactive in a variety of different ways. And support the show through the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. We appreciate it if you do that, too. Virgil's in Lynchburg listening to WLNI. Go ahead, Virgil, with your thoughts tonight.
Yeah, I would say I think the father did make a mistake. I think his 8-year-old son or daughter, I'm not sure which one it was, obviously wasn't ready to walk, whatever the distance is. The fact that the child got into a car with a stranger lets me know that this child wasn't ready or in an emotional state to walk home. And so I think with the parent's responsibility to recognize that, or at least if he's going to put the child out, follow him and make sure he's going to get home okay. But to put him out and leave him, obviously this kid wasn't ready. He was crying. He got into a car with a stranger, which is...
Well, obviously, your son's going to cry when he's being punished, he's made to do something he doesn't want to do. I mean, clearly, he's not going to want to walk home after dad was just, he was just in the car with his dad.
If you cease a punishment because the child's crying, you're not going to be punishing your child too much.
Right, yeah. But the fact that he was crying would make me watch my child. I agree. I would let my child out if they were doing something wrong. I have no problem with kids walking home. But I think you have to teach your kids or know that they are able to do that. And even if my kids were upset and they got out crying, I know they know never to get into a car with a stranger. So the fact that this kid did lets me know, obviously, he either hadn't been trained to do that or wasn't in the emotional state to make a good decision. And as a parent, I would watch my kid. If they got out and they were crying, I would still drive off. I would just drive around the corner and watch.
Drive around, yeah.
I don't think I would have done what this father did. But here's the real question, Virgil. What do we do about it? Do you think a $200 fine and a year of probation is appropriate?
There should be a crime?
Yeah, but then your previous guest, I agree. I mean, this is something that the police officers had to handle. And I guess we live in a state now where everyone is so hypersensitive. So if they didn't do anything and then 3 months later we found out that the kid was abused, then everyone would be mad at the police for not reporting it or not doing anything and just sending the kid home. And so, I guess as a police officer, you have to weigh that kind of, you're in a tough decision because I agree. I would have just said, all right, hey, Dad, don't do that again, man. You need to watch your kid. You're lucky he made it. Go home. You'll be okay. But then you have to worry about the risk of what if this kid is really being abused and 2 months down the road we hear about.
There's no risk to the police. They can't be held liable. So, I mean, I understand that people think that.
They
will
be held liable, but everyone would be mad. Everyone would be like, oh, the police should have did this 2 months ago. They had a warning then and they didn't take.
Yeah, but now most people are mad because they did do something.
I'm not sure it's true. Let's look at that. Right. The shooter in California. The shooter in California was interviewed by the police, recently, and they didn't do anything about it. And no one's holding them responsible. I don't even hold them responsible, and I'm probably the biggest critic of law enforcement among the biggest critics out there. And I don't even think the police could have done anything about this rich kid going out and capping people because he couldn't get any booty. No one's second guessing the police in that particular instance, but I don't know. It's a tough call.
Thanks, Virgil. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to Tony in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live. Tony.
Yeah, hi there, guys. I think that judge is out of her mind, man. She's wrong. I think the authorities ought to stay out of everybody's business. Like I say, I'm in Detroit. I'm proud of it. I remember when I was a kid.
Weren't you in Alabama last week and your name was Michael? I mean, you could just be honest with who you are and where you're calling from, but it's fine. You don't have to.
Yeah, well, anyway, I am Tony, actually, so. Anyway.
I can't understand what
I am
you're
calling
saying.
From Detroit anyway, so anyway.
Okay.
But, I was a kid, Michael's my middle name, okay, so.
All right.
Anyway, as a kid, man, I'm out there. And I'm going to school, kindergarten back. I ain't have no problems at all. 8 years old, I'm taking my baby brother out in a stroller ride. I'm like, yeah, we play out at night as late as we want to. And nobody says nothing, man. I don't have no problems in my life until adulthood, man. And I remember down in Florida one day, I was sitting on a bus bench waiting for the bus to come because I got off work. These cars comes in there. Hey, man, don't be sitting there when the sun comes down. I'm like, chill. But here, when I'm a kid, I got no problems. I get an adult, I have all this. But I just, judges, I think the police Everybody should stay out of everybody's business. In my neighborhood back in them days, the police weren't even allowed in our neighborhood then.
Thanks for the call, Tony. I appreciate hearing from you. I agree that they should stay out of people's business. I don't think that any intervention was necessary or appropriate in the situation which we've been discussing, which is this dad who's now on probation, who now has a $200 fine, has to take a parenting class because he had his son walk home from school.
I don't think that I agree with what the father's punishment was here and the way he handled that punishment. Okay, so I don't think I agree with it. However, the problem with the state, and by the state I mean an organization that claims the monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass, is that it only has this state only has one punishment. There is only one punishment, and that's arrest, incarceration, probation, which is a threat of incarceration. Mm-hmm. These kind of things. It has no other tools. This guy has to be given run through the mill. Now, in this particular instance, if he goes through his probation in the next 12 months without any problems, the arrest will be removed from his record, so he won't have the permanent record issue.
Is that what they said in the story?
It does say that in the Blaze story.
Amos is on the line in West Virginia listening to WVTS. Hey, Amos.
Yeah, the main thing I had a problem with was just the 50 mile per hour road, the kid didn't have to walk on, because some little boys and girls, they get kind of distracted and really don't watch mm-hmm. what they're doing. They may get too close to the road edge, that kind of thing. Other than that, I don't have any problem with the kid having to walk. But the thing I wanted to say was that, what if the adult didn't own a car? If there's, say, no taxi service, no city bus, or another way of getting the kid home, but walk, well, I wonder what they would rule in that kind of a case.
A lot of times, parents where I'm from, they'll walk with the kids to school and then walk back. I don't know what the normal developmental stages are between 6 and 8, and I don't know if this kid is normal, and I don't know these things, but I think that the people we have to defer to here are parents.
Thanks, Amos, for your call. Let's go to Abel. He's in New Hampshire. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live. Go.
Howdy. Good to talk to you guys.
You got about 20 seconds. Go ahead, Abel.
Yeah, I'll be really quick. Number one, why are so many kids walking home? I think kids should be at home. I think that the idea of somebody becoming a parent and not being responsible, offsetting that responsibility to the state, no less, is a foolish, foolish proposition.
Yeah, sending your kids to a government school in the first place is certainly the major problem here, and I'm glad you brought that point up, Abel. Thanks for your call tonight. We'll continue with Free Talk Live tomorrow on the Live Sunday edition. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Inns Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvalueinn.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Special financing is available, but hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?